All right, we want to talk a little about the Beis HaMikdash in honor of Sefer Dvarim, in honor of Tisha B'Av. And we're going to start with the Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, if you get a chance, you'll look up the Makoros later on, so just make a note of it. The Gemara says the following. Lozil Bilvad El Bishah She Yisrael Nichnasim Lebate Knesios Lebate Midrashos V'onim Yeheshmei Rabba. Here the Gir says Yeheshmei Agadol Mevurach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanea Rosho. Hashem is happy and he nods his head. V'omer Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oso Bebeso. Fortunate is the king that is praised in his own house. Malo Li'av Shehigla Esbonav. Woe to the father who has sent his children into exile. V'oylehem Lebonim Shegalu Mi'al Shulchan Aviv. And woe to the children who have been exiled from the table of their father. So what we want to do is, we want to raise the following question. What is great about Yeheshmei Gadol, or Yeheshmei Rabba is our Nusach, that as a result of this recitation in the Bati Knesios, the Bati Midrashos, it, in a sense, awakens this level, this high status of Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oso Bebeso. And in order to understand this, I would like to go through with you a Gemara in Agadato in Masechta Menachos. This is on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to switch around the order. We want to learn two different pieces in this Gemara in Menachos. And we're going to learn the second one first. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, it's about midway. The Gemara in Brachos that we quoted is mamish at the end of Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the end of the page. The Gemara in Menachos is about a third of the way down the page. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Bishah Shecharev Beis HaMikdash. At the moment that the Mikdash was destroyed, Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. Who does Hashem encounter in the Makom HaMikdash? Avram. Shaya Omeid B'Beis HaMikdash. Now the next line in the Gemara is very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks a question. Amar Lo, God turns to Avram. Ma Liyididi B'Beisi. And I'm going to read it in the following way. I mean, again, the question is what the intonation should be. I'm going to read it in the following way. Well, what is he did doing here? You don't belong here. Amar lo. So Avram responds, Al iske banai basi. And again, I'm going to translate it in my way. I think what he's saying is, I came to protect my children, to defend their cause. Perhaps this took place right before the Churban. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Banecha Chatu, the Galu. What kind of defense and what kind of claim can you have here against me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Your children have sinned. Amar lo, Shema B'Shogeg Chatu. And again, I'm going to offer my own translation here. Perhaps, God, in your mercy, you can find a way of judging them and with a certain sympathy, understanding that they never wanted to rebel against you. It wasn't premeditated. It wasn't deliberate. It was b'shogeg. Amar lo, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu refuses. He says, I can't possibly do that. And he quotes a pasuk. Now this pasuk which started with the words Mali Yedidi Bevesi, is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu in Perek Yud Aleph. And the entire shackling of the Ketariah between the Ribbono Shalom and Avram at the time of the Churban is inferred or alluded to by each of the various phrases in this pasuk in the 11th chapter in Yirmiyahu, pasuk Tesvav. Because the next two words in the pasuk read Asosa Hamizimasa. Asosa refers to the actions of the Jewish people, and Mizimasa means intention. Rashi says Kol Maaseim Bemezid Ubekavana. You know, if it was only the kavana and intention, maybe you could say they were misinformed or they're misguided. If it was only always bemazed, but maybe you could say they didn't have full rebellious intention. But it's both. Rashi says bemazed of a kavana. There's no room here for Sanhedria to defend the Jewish people and say b'shogeg chatu. Omar lo. Now Avram makes another stab at it. Shema mi'utan chatu. It's true the Jewish people have sinned and they're guilty and it's deliberate, but maybe it's only a portion of the Jewish nation. And now he darshins the next word in that pasuk. Omar lo, God says harabim. The next word in the pasuk is harabim, meaning it's the masses, it's the majority of the Jews. Now Avram comes up with another argument. Avram Avinu was the first to implement the mitzvah of milah, hayelcha lizkar bris milah. After all, there were 13 covenants that were established with the bris milah. Shouldn't you have mercy on the people in the merit of milah? Amar lo. And again, he quotes the next part of the pasuk: ubesar kodesh yavru me'alecha. Says Rashi, this is a reference to milah sheheviru me'aleha milah. The Jews got to such a low state that they even rejected milah. This may be the assimilationist tendency of the Jewish people to try to look like the goyim. Amar lo, and here Avram makes one last attempt. Shema im himtanta lehem. Maybe had you waited, had you procrastinated and postponed your judgment, hayu chozrim b'tshuva. Isn't it possible that they would have done tshuva? Amar lo, and again the last four words in this pasuk, kirasechi az ta'alozi. Yeah, the language of Yirmiyahu is always very challenging. Rashi says kirasechi az ta'alozi b'shas alitzusam machzikim yoser b'ra'asam v'lo chozrim b'hem. In other words, the pasuk indicates that this wasn't just a sin or a series of sins, but moreover, it was machzikim berasam. They were in a kind of avalanche of self-perpetuates itself. It adds another strength. They were entrenched in sin. It got to the point where they were identified with sin. It wasn't that sin was external to them. And even at the moment of ta'aluzi, of alitzusam, even when they were gloating in their sin, they were sort of giving themselves a pat on the back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says, there's no possibility. They're not going to do tshuva. And at that dramatic moment, according to this chazal in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Hiniach yodav al rosh v'yatzoek u'bocher, Avraham Avinu threw his hands onto his head, and he burst out in cries and tears, v'yomalo, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemachas v'sholom eilem takona. Have you rejected them irreversibly? Because now there's no possibility of tshuva. And at this point, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drops out of the dialogue. Yotzasav baskol v'yomalo. He gets the answer, the response, through a baskol. And the baskol quotes what seems to be a pasuk later on in Yirmiyahu. I don't have a Tanakh in front of me, I apologize, but he says, Zayis ranon yofe pritoar, kor Hashem shimcha. God has called you, the Jewish people, a Zayis Ranan Yofa, a beautiful vineyard. And the Baskol adds an interpretation, Ma Zayis Zu, Achriso Besofo. The beauty of the Zayis, the growth of the Zayis, when it produces a beautiful olive, is Besofo, it's at the end of days. Af Yisrael Achrison Besofon. Rashi says, Achrison Besofon. That if you take a Zayis and you plant it, Shenoto Achsha Vieno Toen Adzman Godol. You plant a vineyard, it takes a long time, the process is extended. But Acher Kach Toen Peres Harbi, at the end of the process, it will produce a great, vast volume of fruit. Lishnachrina, he offers a second interpretation. She'ein mizbashel ma'at ma'at kishari lonos. Most fruits on fruit trees develop and mature, ripen in a gradual process. Not so the Zayis. Elis besofo kulo yachad. In one fell swoop, all of a sudden, the Zayis develops as a full-grown produce. So you're right. It looks very dismal, and Chas v'Sholom, it looks like the Bnei Yisrael have no possibility. But that's not the answer. The true answer is that just like the Zayis, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, develops at the end of this long process, so too Bnei Yisrael will all of a sudden blossom and do tshuva. And the Rambam paskens like this Gemara in Hilchos Tshuva, and he says, Sof Yisrael, lots of tshuva. So we can look at it, the Jewish people, and we can chas v'sholom despair. We see all the problems and the ignorance, etc., etc. But yet we have havtocha here, a promise from this Gemara that just like God destroyed the Beis Hamikdash because at that moment in time Klal Yisrael looked so far gone and without any possibility of doing tshuva, but nevertheless, like a Zayis, they will come back and do tshuva. I don't usually give shir in the office, so I apologize. Now what I want to do now is look at the same Agadata, but a little bit earlier. We're going backwards in Menachos. And the Gemara starts at the very bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. If you get a chance to look it up, it's a very powerful Gemara. The Gemara says that this word Yedid, if you recall, which was referring in the Agadata we just finished, to Avram Avinu, he's called Mayedidi Bebesi. This is a very, very important word, Yedid. And it has many layers and myriads of meanings. The Gemara says, Yovo Yedid ben Yedid. This is a very famous Gemara. V'yivne Yedid li Yedid b'chelko shel Yedid v'yizkapru bo Yedid. So the Gemara says the following. Yovo Yedid ze Shlomo Amelch. This Yedid is foretelling the building of the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech. Tichsiv, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shmuel Beis to prove that the word Yedid refers to Shlomo HaMelech. Pasuk says, Vayishlach b'yad nosan anovi vayikra shmo Yedidyo b'avur Hashem. So the Navi in Shmuel calls Shlomo HaMelech the Yedid of Hashem because he's going to build Hashem's bayis. And he's a descendant Ben Yedid. Who is his father? Who is his ancestor? Avram. So we're talking about the connection between the Migdash and Avram Avinu. Dichsiv, and he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah that we just read, Ma'i li'edidi bevesi, and Chazal understood that Yedidi bevesi was Avram, who shows up in the Makom HaMikdash to plead the case on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So we have Shlomo who's building the Mikdash, v'yivne Yedid, Yedid ze Beis HaMikdash. So the essence of Beis HaMikdash, just like the essence of anything is reflected in its name, is Yedid. Dichsiv, and here the Gemara proves this by quoting a pasuk in David HaMelech and Tehillim, Ma Yedidus Mishkanosecha. This pasuk is referring to the Mishkan, the Mikdash of Hashem. It's called Yedid. Li Yedid. So Shlomo HaMelech is building the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the Yedid. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Almighty God is called Yedid. Dechsiv, Pasuk in Yeshayahu Anavi, Ashirana, Liyadidi, I will sing a song of praise for my Yadid, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiraz Dodi Lekarmo, Kerem Hayol Yadidi, Bekeren Ben Shemen. This is all a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where is this structure on behalf of God being built? Bechelko shall you do Zeb bin Yomin Shenemar, Levin Yomin Omar. At the end of the Chumash, Vizal Sabrocha, Levin Yomin Omar, Yidid Hashem, Yishkon, Levetach Olav, Olav Chofef Kolayom, Ubeng Seifov Shachin. This Yishkon Hashem is referring to Bin Yomin, who's called Yidid Hashem, if you will, the close friend of HaKadosh Baruch. So just to summarize, we want to understand the significance of the word Yidid, both in terms of the Yidid who's showing up at the Beis HaMikdash itself, that's Avram, who is crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the destruction of the Mikdash. The Yidid who builds the Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash itself is called the Yidid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on behalf of whom this building is being erected, is the Yidid. Binyamin, in whose chelek and whose nachla this structure is being built, is called the Yidid. What is the significance here of the word Yidid? And at this point, I would like to learn with you a Gemara in Ksubis, which perhaps will hold the key, conceals the key to reveal the entire pshat in this whole thing. And this is a Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph. It's an Agadata that is very challenging, and if you learn the Gemara at the face of it, you don't know what's going on. The Gemara says Bar Kapar, it's about 10 lines up from the bottom of the page. Darash Bar Kapar Gidolim Maase Tzadikim Yoser Mimase Shamayim Varetz. Rashi explains that the actions of the Tzaddikim are equated with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and they are considered superior to the creation of the entire earth, of the heavens and the earth. How does Bar Kapar derive this conclusion? De'ilu b'maisis shamayim v'aretz, k'siv, with regard to the creation of the universe. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu Anavi, Af yadi, you put a chirik under the dalet, it means it's singular. My hand, yasta aretz, has founded the earth. The amini, again in singular, tivcha shamayim, has established on firm ground the heavens. The ilu b'maisi yadeim shal tzadikim ksiv, machon l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha. And Bar Kapar understood that when this pasuk is interpreted literally as referring to the building of the Mikdash, it is also at the same time symbolically referring to the Maisat Tzadikim. Rashi says Yadi in the pasuk in Yeshaya, which refers to creation. Rashi says Chada Yad, it's one hand. But Migdash, the Torah says regarding Migdash, Yadecha in plural, two Yadayim. And Rashi says Migdash Masa Yadei Tzadikim Hu. The Migdash is the produce or the creation that is generated by Maisei Tzadikim. So the Gemara is operating with the following premises. Number one, there's an absolute analogy equation between Maisei Tzadikim and the Mikdash. Number two, the Mikdash is created by two Yadayim. And number three, Shamayim V'Aretz is created by one Yad. Now Tosfos, which is the last two lines on page Hey on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, is bothered by the fact that in this pasuk in Yeshayahu, which refers to the creation of the world, there are actually two Yadayim. Tosfos says, "Mashma chad v'yafal gav de mesayim krov yamini tovcha shamayim." So you see that there was another Yad. Im kein tartik sim, so two hands, mikomakom, bechad maisa leka elachat. In each action in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is involved in creation, is only one yad. Abol b'maisa tzadikim, with regard to tzadikim b'chad maisa, even though they're doing one action, k'mo binyan beis hamikdash, k'siv tarti yodayim. So there are two hands. So we're going to try to understand what is the significance of the mikdash, which is here reflective of the maisa tzadikim, that it even exceeds beyond the significance of the building, of the creation of heavens and earth of HaKadosh Baruch. So Rashi on Chumash in Parshas Vayetze says something that might possibly shed a light here. Rashi says, referring to the Sulam in Parshas Vayetze of Yaakov in his dream, Amar Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Hasulam hazeh omed v'ber sheva, v'emtza shipuo magia keneged beis hamikdash. In other words, the place of the beis hamikdash is keneged the emtza shipua, as this ladder climbs from Beersheba all the way to Shamayim. Right in the middle, that point is the Beis HaMikdash. So the most, perhaps the most profound super commentary on Rashi, to expand on Rashi al Torah, is the Gurariyeh of the Maral. He says, V'koshe, my kedushosel shel emtza sulam, what sanctity does the middle of the ladder have? Shahoya Sula Mechuvan Kenegdo, that the Beis HaMikdash should be in a corresponding line, if you will, a vertical line that connects you to the Emtza HaSulam. He says, if you would have said Rosh HaSulam, the highest point of the Sulam, that I could understand. Or even Ragli HaSulam, he says, that also could be understood as a Kedusha at the feet of the of Be'er Sheva. But makom emtza sulam, it's neither here nor there. My chashivas ikar. So he offers a number of interpretations. I'm going to focus on his second possibility. He says, "Od yeish lomar sheroi sheyia beis hamikdash tachas emtza sulam." Why is it that the beis hamikdash belongs corresponding to the middle of the sulam? He says, why? He says, Shipua Sulam, Kizeh HaSulam, what is the Sulam? Haya Omeid Ba'aretz Rosh HaMashamayim Lomar Ki HaOlam HaTachton Kosher Be'elyonim V'olim HaShamayim HaKesulam HaZeh. He says, the Sulam represents various steps that lead from the Aretz, from the physical universe, ascending up to Shemayim. I'm skipping a little bit. He says, Omnam Beis HaMikdash, what is the purpose, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash? Bameshu Beis Vad L'Shechina, it's a point in which we, man, have a rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis Vad L'Shechina, with the Shechina. V'sham Yavo Ha'odom Lavras Hashem, what is the point located in the universe that's called Beis HaMikdash? She says, Yesh bo shnei tzadim. It has a lower part and an upper part, below it and above it. U'misyaches le'elyonim v'tachtonim. The middle always relates to both the top and the bottom. V'kol shavim bo. It's almost an equal distance between the two, and the point in the middle is where they meet. Floyomru Helyonim Lanu Huze. And the Elyonim, the higher celestial, you know, bodies and spirits and malachim, over, they'll say, Bamerishus Bnei Odombo. Why is he climbing this ladder? On the other hand, Lo Yomru Bnei Odom Lanu Huze. Man will tend to say that this world belongs to us, Loretzum Law. God gave to man. And it doesn't belong to the Mikdash. It doesn't belong to the holies. Lakach, therefore, Roy Shiyah Beis HaMikdash Omed Tachas Emtza Shipua Sulam. What is this Sulam? This Sulam is the connecting force between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, and the Beis HaMikdash is right there in the middle, serving that very fundamental role of Holech Mitzadzeh Tzadzeh. Beis HaMikdash Kol Mishneim. The Beis HaMikdash has both the upper parts, the Elyonim, on the top of the ladder, and it has a connection to the bottom of the ladder on the earth. Lefichach roi v'nochot shia Beis HaMikdash tachas emtza sulam. So the whole concept of Beis HaMikdash is to connect the low worlds with the upper worlds. That the upper world shouldn't say, well, we have no shaykhus to the lower worlds, and you physical, corporeal beings should not climb up here, you don't belong here. Nor should the corporeal beings say that we have no connection to the higher worlds. Our earth is circumscribed, it's physical, it's corporeal, we don't have any connection to the Elyonim. And therefore there's an alienation, so to speak, a split between the two. The Elyonim of Nivdolim Lamala, and the Oretz is Nivdolim Lamata. And that's where the Beis HaMikdash comes in. To demonstrate that there is a connection. He says, Lefichach Nivra Shamayim B'Yad. The heavens are created with one Yad, but the Beis HaMikdash is created with two Yadayim. Meaning, the two Yadayim represent this integration, the synthesis of both the Yad of Shamayim V'Aretz, of the physicality. Shamayim represents the Elyonim, Aretz represents the Tachtonim, the connecting force of the Shtei Yadayim. And the Maral says, Kemo she'esh chiluf tzad ben yamin u'smol v'yamin yosef v'shubav v'mei she'esh lo koach yamin kach elyonim nivdolim en ha'tachtonim v'hevdil shalem she'esh lam yosef maila u'madrega. Basically saying the two Yadayim, Yamin and small, represent Shemayim and Oretz, and the creation of the Beis HaMikdash with two Yadayim represents the connection and the integration of Elyonim and Tachtonim. And that's why in the distance between the foot of the ladder and the high point of the ladder, the foot of the ladder representing Oretz and the Tachtonim, and the high point of the ladder represent the Shomayim and the Elyonim, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Mechuvan Keneged the Emtza, to combine the two. And therefore, when the Torah says about Binyamin that he's Yedid Hashem, and why is Binyamin Yedid Hashem? Because the Beis HaMikdash will be built in his Chelek, and the Beis HaMikdash itself is created with two Yadayim because it represents the chibur of Shamayim V'aretz. So the kesher between Shamayim V'aretz, Elyonim and Tachtonim is Beis HaMikdash. Therefore our Torah and our Avodah is going to be focused on the Beis HaMikdash. Our Avodah represents the Karbonos or the Tfilos that are Mechuva Keneged. Even at Tfilos of Mechuvah Keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim. Our Torah is the opportunity to go into Beis HaMedrash and connect with the Shekhinah, bring the spirituality and the Shekhinah down to the physical world. Is Yedidya, is Binyamin, is called Yedid Hashem, Shesharsa Shekhinah Bechelko BeBeis HaMikdash. Because the Shekhinah is brought down here. So Yedid means that element of divinity, of Shekhinah, which comes down to be in a close, intimate relationship with man. And that's the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Pasuk says, "My Yedidus Mishkan Osayach," as we saw before, which the Gemara Menacha says is referring to the Beis HaMikdash as Yedid. Yedid is the connection between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And I want to call to your attention a miracle that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us, in Yuma, that Lo Kibu Gishonim Eish Shal Atzei Amaracha. That even though the Mizbeach and the fire on the Mizbeach was exposed, nevertheless the rains above did not extinguish the fire. So the Chasam Sofer has a famous drush on this. He says that the Geshamim represent Geshem, Gashmius, the physicality, and the Eish represents the Ruchanius, right? Eish is not tangible, it's pure spirituality. Lochibu ha'sokim ha'gashmim shalaguf es ha'esh haruchanit ha'gdola shebara bilavavos. When the Jewish people had the Beis HaMikdash, there was no disconnection or there was no conflict between the Geshem and the Esh. The Geshem that came down from Shemayim in the creation of this physical world, the Esh that is the yearning of the soul and the heart of man to go up higher and higher, ascend, and connect with Hashem. The greatness of the Beis HaMikdash was this connection between the two. Rashi in Parshas Bishalach says, Chaviv Beis HaMikdash Sha'olam Nivra Biad Achas. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yodi Yosta Oret. U'Mikdash B'Shtei Yodayim. And Rashi says, Emasai Bone, when will the Migdash be built? Bishtei Yodayim? Bizman Shashem Yimloch Liolam Voed. Dashing this pasuk of Migdash Hashem Konuni Yodecha, the very next pasuk says, Hashem Yimloch Liolam Voed. If you take a look, Rashi is in Shmos Tesvav Yudzayim. Liosid Lavo says, Rashi, Kol Amlucha Shalol Liolam. In other words, the concept of Malchus Shamayim, when we ask that Hashem's name be complete, Yehi Shmei Rabba, that's the concept at the end of days in which the Beis HaMikdash will be created with the Shtei Yodayim in the light of the insight of the Maharal Mipragu. We could say it means when the two, the Shamayim and the Aretz, the Shechina and man through his Avodah, will connect and integrate to form one. That's the Melucha, that's the Malchus, that's Hashem Yimloch Liolam Voed. And this Shabbos, in Shabbos Chazon, in Haftorah, we will read, Ki Savo Leiros Ponai Mi Bikesh Zos Viedchem Ramos Katzera. That true, you came into the Mikdash, and you appeared in front of me, but who asked you for it? You don't deserve to be here. You're a sinning nation. You're not loyal to me. You're not faithful. Is mi bikesh zos mi etchem? Don't come into my yedid. The Beis HaMikdash is the yedid. Beis HaMikdash represents the intimacy between Shechina and man. You have no place here. And maybe that's what the Gemara means in Menachos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds Avraham Avinu in the Makom HaMikdash, he says, mal yedidi bevesi. There was a certain sense of homocynicism in Hashem's voice. Because if the Yedid means that connection, now's the moment of Churban. Now's the moment of destruction. Now Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha is completely undermined, completely destroyed. There's no Yedid now. If there's no Yedid, why do you, Avram, have a right to wave your banner as the Yedid and say, Ich bin du, I'm here, I'm the Yedid? There is no Yedid. And perhaps with this we can understand the question that we started with. The Gemara in Brachos, that Yehi Shmei Rabba is so important. It's the great kilus to the Melech, Ashrei HaMelech, Shemekalsin Oso Bebeso. Because what Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach is all about, the greatness of God's name, is when God's name is complete. When God's name means the Malchus of Shamayim V'aretz, that's what we're blessing. That is appropriate for a Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we have a Mikdash Ma'at, We have a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, and we cry out with feeling, Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach. What we're declaring is, we want to see the Malchus of Hashem in this world. When we walk into the Mikdash Ma'at, it's like we're in the Beis HaMikdash, and we are crying for the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how great is this Kiwus, but you're not ready for it. Oy Libonai, Shegol Me'al Shulchan Aviyem, the intimacy is not ready yet. It's premature. And I want to end the shiur. I know it's we got 2 minutes left. I want to suggest, based on the secrets of the Torah more, this is the Magala Mukos, if you ever heard of him, his name was Shapiro. He writes in Parshas Vayeschanan that if you count the name, the letters of Yesh Mei Rabba, there are 7, and if you count the letters, there are 28. And he says this combination of 7 and 28 appear over and over again. In the Pasuk of creation, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz, the first Pasuk in the Torah, creation, 7 words and 28 letters. He says in the Pasuk that introduces the Aseres HaDibros, Vayidaber Elokim Es Kol Advar Me'el Lemar, 7 words and 28 letters. And Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach is 7 words and 28 letters. He says, what's the sod, what's the secret of your Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba that the Gemara says, you say it b'chol kocho? Well, he says, v'zeh sod ha'one Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach b'chol kocho. And he quotes the Beis Yosef in Archaim Simon and Vav. And he quotes Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, who teaches us all sorts of schoolos, he says, Shekodem Sheyomar Yehesh Mei Rabba, before he recites Yehesh Mei Rabba, imagine if we had the Kavanah to do this. Tzarech Lizkor Shnei Psukim Elu. First he has to remember these 2 Psukim. Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Gomer. Vaydaber Elokim v'gomer v'achakach omer yehesh amen yehesh mei rabba mavar. In other words, these 2 words, these 2 psukim, represent the connection between Shemayim v'aretz. And that is, number 1, the pasuk of creation itself, which is Shemayim v'aretz. Number 2, the pasuk of Elokim, the lawgiver, who gives us the Aseres HaDibros as a means to come close to Hashem, to serve Him, to connect Shemayim and Aretz. That's the same Elokim of Bereishis as the Elokim of the moral law. So it's God of the natural law and God of the moral law. It's one God and the same. And the whole purpose of this is Yehesh Mei Rabba, to bless and praise God, the great God, who has created an entire system of Shemayim and Aretz, the purpose and the goal of which is to connect the two, integrate the two, in one unity. And that's called Yedid. That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was doing. That's why it was in Shevet Binyamin. That's why Avraham Avinu was trying to save Klal Yisrael, because it's Klal Yisrael that are called the Yedid, and the Yedid was created for the Yedidim. That we, with our actions, should be zocha to bring about the restoration of the Yedid, the recreation of that close, intimate relationship, Shamayim v'aretz, to climb the sulam and understand that the emtza that connects the high point with the low point is the Beis HaMikdash. And Emir Hashem, this year we're going to make a kiddush on Tisha B'Av after HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it's time to end the bitter golus, to gather in the exiles, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen. Amen.